I use the term due diligence. This is my methodology, in part because in my work, and particularly in crisis communication counsel, I would hear people be unheard when it was critical that they be heard. And so it's important that when you open your mouth, you know that what you're going to say is significant enough for people to hear. They've got to be able to listen to it. And if it doesn't matter to them, they're out, they're gone, and you can't get them back in. So this is about doing in advance as much work as you can. First of all, starting with, who are you speaking to? Who do you need to reach? And when you're speaking to group, an audience, a particular segment, you need to know as best you can who's in there. There are six elements of what I call due diligence. Know what they're worried about, what they're concerned about that could prevent them from thinking and acting in the ways that will help you realize your vision, concerns. What are they interested in? What would appeal to them? What do they like? Okay, so that's two. Then what's their awareness of this now? So awareness is the third component. The fourth is, what's their understanding of it? And understanding is a relative thing. You see it. Others do not, cannot, certainly not to the same degree you see it. So let me go back. Concerns. Then we have interests. Then we have awareness. What's their understanding of what it means? They may never have heard it before. So you want to map the level of understanding, and it's not derogatory, and it is never about sixth graders. If you know that old adage, speak to them as if they're sixth grade, but map it to their level of understanding, and it has to be exact, because if it's above, they'll tune out. If it's below, they're bored, they'll tune out. So you have to know their level of understanding about this, yeah? So those are four. Two more. Values and beliefs. Know as best you can what they value, and know as best you can about relevant beliefs about this. Our ability to listen, hear, understand, and respond is based on all of this. It's based on what we hear. Because at the most rudimentary level, when we hear someone speak, and the research identified this 20 years ago for me, when I was building my diagnostic, we want to feel that they're speaking to us. We want to be recognized as being part of that conversation, even when there are 1,000 people in the room. Speak to me, recognize me, see me, know I am here. These are all with respect to doing due diligence. If you don't know, approach someone and ask them. I'm putting this into the corporate context where my clients would, if they're speaking to their leadership team and there are 200 of them coming to a town hall or something, I'll counsel them to go to a couple of them, representative of different, I don't know, region or division or whatever, and say, what are you concerned about these days? What's keeping you up at night? What do you care about? Interests. So concerns, interests. How much do you know about this initiative? What do you not understand about it? What do you believe to be true about this? It's not to be daunting. I don't want you to be daunted by this, but to recognize it and do as much due diligence before you venture broadly forth.